The subject, the title for today's study is, Let Me Tell You of Angels. And by no means am I expert, but I do find it interesting. I thought it was prudent to go through and this kind of give you a feel for how many angels there actually are and on those instances of their intercession, their input into our lives of past. And it would appear that after all the mention of scriptural events involving angels, this ceased sometime during the Acts period. Now, if you know different, by all means, let me know. That does not mean that they are not still mentioned. However, their intercessory actions appear to no longer occur in the manner in which are historically accounted in Scripture. Henceforth, we are left with the message following the enlightenment of the mystery. Visual and apparent visitations by angels seem to no longer be necessary, and we are left to understand that God's word shall suffice. Angels occur 283 times in Scripture in the King James Version. We will not be reading all of them today. However, we will be reading a lot of them. So, we'll start off Luke chapter 1:19. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And I'm going to see if I can do, I'm going to do something new here, folks. If you'll bear with me for a moment, so everybody can see this. I am just going to copy, paste, and that way you can see exactly what I'm reading. We're short a couple of people today. So I'm just going to be a man and a half today. So at any rate, Luke 1:26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Oh, okay. Thanks, Chip. The angels were created by God and serve as messengers and executors of God's will. There are only two angels that are actually named in the King James Version. And we'll go forward with that. Jude 9. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. Revelation 12:7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. There are other angels that are mentioned in the Bible, but they are not seen as the same since they were fallen angels. Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Revelation 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. There are other angels that have names, but we won't discuss them here as they are of an apocryphal origin and there are no mentioned anymore in the King James Version. So let us venture through the scriptures that pertain to the angels, or at the very least, give mention to their charge. Genesis 19:1. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Genesis 19:15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." Genesis 28:12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Jacob received a dream illustrating a connection between the heavens and the earth, or God and man. It's quite a vision if you really think about it. Genesis 32:1. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. Job 4:18. Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. And it's in Appendix 69, 3, Aman, to put faith in, hence to stay or rest on, render trust in six passages. And you can go to Judges 11:20, Job 4:18, 12:20, 15:15, and 31, and then Micah 7:5. You can look at those later if you want, folks, and if you want my notes, by all means, let me know, and I will send them out to you if I have your email. Now we go to Psalms 8:5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Crowned, etc. This refers to the second man. See notes on Hebrew 2:8 and 2 Peter 1:17. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Jesus' humble entrance into this world for the distinct purpose of ensuring our salvation is an amazing testament to God's awesome power and wisdom. I wonder if it can be found in literature that any of the other so-called gods humbled themselves in such a way as to stoop to a position lower than that upon which they stand. Psalms 68:17. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels, the Lord among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Psalms 78:15. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. Angels' food, bread of the mighty ones. It's in other writings, it's rendered bread of angels. The of may be genitive of agent. And you can see more about this in Appendix 17. Psalms 78:49. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble by sending evil angels among them. Evil angels, in distinction from demons, Compare it with 1 Timothy 4:1, where both are mentioned. And then compare in Exodus 12:23 and 2 Samuel 24:16. Again, just to reiterate that, there is a distinction from demons. Exodus 12:23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. 2 Samuel 24:16. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough. Stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Araunah the Jebusite. Araunah the Jebusite, perhaps spared in the taking of Jebus. See note on 2 Samuel 5:8. And I will say, let me read that again here. It says, the Lord repented him of the evil. Repented, repenteth, and evil. Those two, repent and evil, those are two very, very important words to get straight. Obviously not the only two words, but we'll say these are very two important words to get straight, because they don't always, as we see in repent, a lot of people will look at that as repenting from a measure of guilt and error and evil as being a terrible thing. There's a little bit of a broad definition for both of those, and it's very important to identify those two words in the context of where they are written. And I'll let you folks venture down the road with 2 Samuel 5:8. As that is a whole different study, and I don't have time right now for that rabbit hole. Psalms 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalms 103:20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Psalms 104:4. Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. Psalms 148:2. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. And we'll go to Matthew 4:6. And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Matthew 4:11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Matthew 13:39. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Matthew 13:41. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. There appears to be a pattern here with these recent scriptures. As the parable of the tares go, Matthew 13:30, let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat unto my barn. Matthew 13:38. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Tares are a species of ryegrass that have a strong soporific poison in the seeds. When the ears appear, the difference between the plant and wheat can be identified. Until then, it closely resembles wheat. Such a devious disguise. Go to Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 18:10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 22:30. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. That's important. But are as the angels of God in heaven. That is an elevation. Matthew 24:31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 26:53. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? A standard Roman legion typically consisted of around 5,000 to 6,000 soldiers. Though this number could vary depending on the period and specific circumstances, the Lord's numerical definition of legion may be different. Either way, that is a lot of angels. Mark 1:13. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts. And the angels ministered unto him. That was Mark 1:13. Mark 8:38. Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and of my words in the adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Mark 12:25. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. But are as the angels which are in heaven. Not becoming angels, but kind of on an even keel, on the same level. Mark 13:27. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Just a reiteration. Mark 13:32. But of that day, and that our hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Neither the Son, but the Father. The Lord's presence here as a Son of Man. He created the limitations to be that, at that level, a little below the angels, and not having that information. That is just, that's mind-blowing. Luke 2:15, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Luke 4:10. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Luke 9:26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Luke 12:8. Also, I pray unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Luke 12:9. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Luke 15:10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. All it takes is one for an immense amount of joy. Luke 16:22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Luke 20:36. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. This elevation is an amazingly powerful thing to wrap your mind around. Luke 24:23. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. Here is the visual that would refer back to Matthew 13:39 and 4:11. So we'll go to John 1:51. And he saith unto him, verily, verily I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. John 20:12. And seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Acts 7:53. Who have received the law by the disposition of the angels, and have not kept it. You look for signs. An angel appears to you to give you this information, and you ask for a sign. Or You see that as a sign, but you don't keep the law. Romans 8:38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 1 Corinthians 4:9. For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to man. First Corinthians 6:3. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? All that are saved, will they judge the fallen angels? What a powerful prospect. 1 Corinthians 11:10. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Paul speaks of the noise that is made when speech is given without the benefit of love. So I say, temper your judgments and your anger, for without love, your words are no more than the ravings of a lunatic. Galatians 3:19. Wherefore, then serveth the law. It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Wow. Colossians 2:18. Let no man beguile you or your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Second Timothy 1:7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his might. The angel. And without controversy great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy 5:21. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the elect angels that now observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Hebrews 1:4. Being made so much better than the angels as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews 1:5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Hebrews 1:6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. The angels were aware of him, and they are aware that that Jesus was a little lower than them, but it was their charge to worship him. Hebrews 1:7. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire? Hebrews 1:13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Actually, that's a question. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Punctuation is important. Hebrews 2:2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Hebrews 2:5. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. Hebrews 2:7. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Hebrews 2:9. But we see Jesus, who was made little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Hebrews 2:16. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Hebrews 12:22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Hebrews 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. I do not know if this has happened to any of you, but I have found that on numerous occasions in my years have occurred where individual street people who appeared to be derelict of some of their faculties would have fixed their gaze upon me and followed until I had thoroughly passed or gone out of sight. Given these events, my mind would wander regarding the reason for this gaze. My imagination led me to the thought, in reference to Hebrews 13:2, that some of them may have been fallen angels that have found being human too maddening. Just a ponderance, folks. Madmen or mad fallen angels. Either way, there seemed to be a look of want for help. So go to Jude 6. And the angels kept not their first estate, but nation. He hath reserved in everlasting chains under the darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Second Peter 1:12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. 1 Peter 3:22, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 2 Peter 2:4. For If God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. 2 Peter 2:11. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. Revelations 1:20. We're going to take a trip through Revelations here. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 5:11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. That visual is really beyond comprehension. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Revelation 7:2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Revelation 7:11. And all the angels stood around about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God. Revelation 8:2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Revelation 8:6. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Revelation 8:13. And I beheld, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. Revelation 9:14, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, Loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Revelation 9:15, and the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, to slay the third part of men. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 14:10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Revelation 17:1. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Revelation 21:9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Revelation 21:12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. As you can see in Revelation, the angels were very, very busy. Luke 15:10. Likewise, I say unto thee, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. I know that's a reiteration, but that is an amazing thing. This past Wednesday, I was experiencing a tone in my right ear. You may call it ringing in the ears. It lasted a couple of hours and then dissipated, after which I started back in this study. I asked Google, how do you know if an angel is around you? And this is the answer I received. When angels are near, some experts say that you may notice a cool breeze, a dip in the room's temperature, or feel a warm, loving presence close by. Some have experienced ringing in the ears or tingling on the crown of their heads, which they believe are signs that the angels are trying to communicate. Do I believe these occurrences to be possible? Only plausible in conjunction with my faith and in light of Hebrews 13, verse 2. As far as an expert is concerned, what constitutes an expert? What are their credentials? And how did they get those credentials? One last note. I think that it is necessary to take 2 Timothy 2:15 and 2 Timothy 3:16 as the bookends of any scriptural study upon which you may embark. In reiteration, 2 Timothy 2:15 is the key to all study, and 2 Timothy 3:16 is the substantive reasoning for that study. It is important to know what is for us or beneficial for us and what is to us. If a letter is not addressed to you, then it is not to you, but the information contained within could be beneficial for you. I cannot take credit for this last sentence, but I also cannot remember who stated it, whether it was Charles Welsh or Stuart Allen. ? Either way, it is a profound statement of understanding the messages in Scripture. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, folks. Thank the Lord in just a moment, but thank you, folks, for listening. And I hope the rest of your day goes well. Father in heaven, we are blessed to have yet another day to study and learn from your word, to experience a sometimes overwhelming message of love and wisdom that you bestow upon us. We ask that you continue to grant us the wisdom to discern that knowledge that is put before us in a proper fashion, which is the key to your book of love. We will endeavor to attain your approval, Lord, to not be ashamed of this work, and to rightly divide, which is the key to unlocking that which is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, and has already made that which is a mystery no longer a mystery to us. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, amen.